Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Now, let me tell you something, right? It seems that somebody has put a hex on Seize the World. I'm not quite sure if you're aware, but about maybe 8 weeks ago, I sprained my ankle. And the week prior to that, Mpo had sprained her leg somewhat. And now, hey, my daughter.
Hopping.
Bruh, busy. She's hopping like a bunny right now. Our very own Juliet Joseph comes back. This is more than a sprain. This is a fracture, bro. She's even got a cast and everything.
Why are you like exaggerating?
These are facts. I'll send a picture. These are facts.
The first thing Caesar says to me when he sees me is, "Kwa kwa 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 kwa, how you sprained your ankle?" I'm like, "Who does that?"
It's because he laughed at me.
But
so I think what I can take out of this, guys,
yes,
is that working at Kaya is dangerous.
That is funny. I said they put a hex on us. Y'all are weak. We're doing too well. Y'all are weak. The haters are out there. Shama kata kata. No, but on a serious note, so Juliet, she had gone ice skating with her daughter and her friends, and she says as soon as she walked on the ice rink, pa, woo. Then I'm like, how? When? What were you thinking? Do you think you can skate? She's like, no, I've never skated before, but I thought it was easy. Bro, you're from Uganda. Like, where do you think? What's going on? Like, where are you gonna skate in UG?
I'm gonna ice la fire. Okay, that's fine.
But then you say you actually thought it was just like a sprain, right?
Yeah, initially I thought it was a sprain. And then so I put ice and a bandage over it. Because with my kids, they were enjoying it with my kid and her friends. They entered, fell a couple of times, got up, and then they got the hang of it. So I'm like, how? I can also do this. Mm-mm. And then I entered, I held on, and then immediately, bang.
So it wasn't until you went to a doctor where you realized you've actually fractured like two bones.
Exactly. When I went to the doctor, we did the x-ray, and this is what I found out. I'm actually a bone specialist now.
Okay.
Let me read. I have a 2 oblique fractures through the distal fibula, right?
Yeah.
And a widening of the medial clear space. That's where the dangers are. Mm-hmm. So they either have to operate or use the cast.
I think keep the cast. But you know what the thing is, right? Back in the day, because people didn't have Medicare like so easily accessible. Mm-hmm. So you'd be walking, hunting a lion. And then the lion bites your arm off, then you just wrap it up and keep it moving, you know?
True.
Like, these days, there are medical apps that will tell you what your heart rate is, how well you slept last night. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And because of that, some people, they develop something called Munchausen syndrome.
Okay.
Where you think you've got everything.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes people do that because they just pretend because they want to get attention.
Of course.
Others are legitimately paranoid.
Of course. Mm. You develop a sense of hypochondria.
So when does it make you feel that way? Because I don't know. Like, would you rather know what's wrong with you or be oblivious?
I would rather want to know what is wrong with me. So I use my watch, especially when I'm at gym, because especially when I'm doing high intensity training, there's a pocket of your heart rate that you want to stay at, right? So you use that to monitor. But when it comes to my sleep, I used to monitor my sleep. Until I realize how many times I wake up in a night and how sometimes I wake up tired because I'm just like, ugh. And then it just created this sense of anxiety when it comes to my sleep. So I stopped monitoring my sleep. So there are things I want to know. And then there's things where I'm like, I don't care.
So I know you monitor everything.
I'm trying to monitor everything, especially because of the lifestyle I live. And funny enough, we talked about this earlier on. I was like inquiring with checking my liver function, you know, and I want to do that right now. It's a bit anxiety inducing.
Yep.
But it's worth it because then you can fix it. I remember when I first got a smartwatch, which was like 2 years ago, if not last year. And I was not really aware of my heart rate. Mm-hmm. Then I realized that I've got a very unhealthy heart rate because my resting heart rate was around 100, 110. Mm-hmm. And that's not good. Mm-hmm. And then I worked on it, you know, hit the cardio, did cardio more. Mm-hmm. And now you'll find my resting heart rate is like 67, which is very good.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, it's inducing a bit of anxiety, but it's worth it because it allows you to do something about it.
True.
Well, with me, my mom is a healthy eater, and she's instilled that in all of us as her children. So I have that foundation of just making sure that I eat healthy. So I don't monitor with gadgets and stuff because I think it does create that sense of paranoia. But I can feel it when I need cardio today or I need... Then I just listen to my body. Uh-huh. I think a lot of us don't listen to our bodies.
No, if I listen to my body, I'd never go to gym. I'd be asleep all the time.
Right. And to be quite honest, you know what? I'm going to say something that's very ignorant, but Kat looks healthy.
She does.
Oh, you see?
Oh, that she does. Yeah.
Now, I know it's very silly to say that because some people may look healthy and it turns out they aren't. But generally speaking, in my ignorant opinion, she looks healthy.
She eats a lot of healthy things. I know. I see her every morning.
So let us know. Do you monitor your health? Does it actually help you keep fit? Or is it one of those things that you find is actually going to make you more anxious? Give us a shout.
Oh, isizwe mina ngizigeja ngamehlo ngudoctor ngiyazidiagnose mangizwa ngiphethwe yini ngitshe yazini la ngathi yini yini otherwise sabuya ku doctor sabu find out.
So since I've started running like long runs, marathons and ultras, only then have I started being cautious about these things. Yes, sometimes you hear that someone just fell off and collapsed and died. So I only monitor those things purely because of that, just to make sure that I'm still within par and my body. Because sometimes as runners, we do push our bodies, but I try to listen to my body as much as I can. So those monitoring stuff, it's purely because of that.
Yeah. When you are truly in tune with your body, you can tell even after you've had a bad meal. Body will tell you, it's
You monitoring your sleep gases. You are sleeping, but you want to know what's going on when you're sleeping.
Leave me out.
No,
Mina.
But at the end of the day, there are certain health things that happen in your body, right? When you go, they say to you, how are you sleeping? You say, I'm sleeping, but I wake up tired. Then when you monitor your sleep, that's how you know what happens while you're sleeping. Then you're able to say, okay, so I think I'm sleeping, but I'm actually not.
That is funny. Beta. No, that's for real though. Now here's a funny thing. I think black people are the only people who are keeping young. Strictly speaking, people just clean their bowels every once in a while. They'll do detox. Yes. But when we were kids, remember Uzi, it was mandatory Uzi, after a certain amount of time for no keeping young.
Especially after the school holidays.
Yeah, because I didn't need the sugar.
Exactly.
It violates your things, man. Like,
I agree.
It violates your rectum. Some people I know will eat a lot of fiber, and cabbage, and a lot of. Then their stomach so.
If you're healthy, your body.
It must be regular.
Yes.
Oh boy, that's funny. Castor oil, keep it in your let's go.
Guys, I just checked my weight. I just have to maintain the 80 kgs that I'm on right now. I don't wanna go anything lower than 80. I just do strength training at the gym and I eat healthy. And it has given me peace of mind, man. Yo, being skinny was anyway, great show.
Sinabanye sidla yonke into. Sidla konke notshwala ngapha nabo abusekho safe. Namanje nje ngifila ngathi ngingathola imbiza engangena nje la emzimbeni nje ikline nje because we don't monitor anything. Yeah, as monetary nix. So hey, it's very important. I think umuntu kumele aqale man, let's check out.
Let me tell you, ever since I was born, I've never been on a diet in my life. Not allergic to anything. I obviously don't drink.
And you eat. I mean, there's a meme of you plate la kulentaba lelia at a wedding, and you don't.
At my sister's wedding. Yep.
Yeah.
Like, yep. Good genes. I'm God's favorite.
We are runners, and siyahlanya kancane. Runners monitor everything. We monitor heart rate, monitor gijime kanjani, we monitor my negative splits. Like, you monitor basically everything. Okay, ngidlani izongisiza kuphi? How much starch do I have in this? How much protein do I have? Ulokudla. Like, what am I eating for ukuthi ngisize ku the next run yami? What am I eating ukuthi mangigijima ngalambi? Like, we monitor everything. Since this kitchen and I kwam amawashi, I set way for yonkinto. Yonkinto.
Morning, Kaya. I mean, again, I have that phobia. And she looks down to Sala Ukula all the time. I guess isuga from my young self. I was always a sick child till adulthood, actually. So anything, I'll feel pain, I'll feel like a headache almost all the time. So yeah, I have that phobia. But I do have a card almost all the provinces. So to show which why I'm always like that.
That's called hypochondria, by the way. I mean, I don't know if you really have it. Maybe you really are sickly, Asaz.
Yo, Mina, in April the 1st, I sprained my ankle at the gym in a step class. And I thought, it's, you know. And a day later, I had a cast and everything. But it's now July, and my ankle hasn't recovered. Still limping. Somebody says, no, maybe you must go again and check. Maybe you need to go for an operation. But I'm like, nah, it will heal. So I don't really monitor. My only thing is that I can't go to the gym and I can't go to the step class because I'm a stepper and I love it. So yeah, I'm thinking maybe let me see summertime. Maybe if I'm still feeling, then I'll consider. But for now, I'm good. I don't want to do any operation. I don't want to know. Let's just keep it moving. Thank you. Beautiful show, guys.
Thank you very much. Did she say April? If it was April, you definitely need to go back to your doctor because for a bone fusion, it should take between 4 to 6 weeks. If it's been since April and you're still in pain, something's wrong.
So I used to monitor my weight. Like, I've always been that girl or obsessed in your weight. I got a yabonala ekuleni guam. I mangit in your monitor like moshagalakon. Mangit in your monitor and you like moshagalakon. In king, I evaluate attaining your monitor. Gam monitor and your way, Velenko alim swesh. So, I do not monitor at all, ever again.
I used to monitor my sleep very, very carefully, and I realized I was getting obsessed with it because, like, literally, I would wake up first thing in the morning, check that. And now, when I check, I will realize that, oh, I had a bad sleep according to the watch. And suddenly, I felt tired. My day is just messed because the watch told me I didn't sleep well, even though before I looked at the watch, I felt fine. So I have stopped.
Minangiti, for me, my body, young mangaza, because I'm turning 39 and I'm still struggling to get like a proper size for my bust and my waist. I buy between size 28, 30. I'm trying to get to size 32 because my doctor says, Tenjiwe, your body is just not working for your age. So it is because I have in the past been a runner and I look after myself or I look after what I eat. So nje angili no mayin.
That's funny. Rather that, you know, so my mom was visiting, remember I told you? And my mom was saying you shouldn't run too much because then you look too skinny. It's like you look like you're unhealthy.
Like we don't feed you.
Oh man, that's funny. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.